Laurie and welcome to Heartbeat. We are in this season of Advent and we are getting close to Christmas Day. And today I want to share with you about the peace that only Jesus can give us. And I want to look at a scripture in the Gospel of John. It's in chapter 14, verse 27. And it says this, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not let them be afraid." Now, when Jesus speaks these words, he's talking to the disciples about sending the Holy Spirit. He's promising them that when he goes back to the Father, he will send the Holy Spirit and he will leave them his peace. But notice these words. He says, "I do not give to you as the world gives." And it makes me think, well, what kind of peace then does the world give us? Maybe the world gives us peace that is conditional. It's in terms of an agreement between one party and another party that if you do these things and I do this, well, then there'll be peace. You know, I often think about it in terms of war. We know that we have a lot of wars going on in the world and it takes two parties to agree to certain terms before they will decide not to fight anymore and that there would be peace. But Jesus, when he comes, he gives us a peace of a different kind. He gives us a deep peace that goes to the core of who we are. It's a peace that is so deep within us that it cannot be shaken despite our circumstances that come our way. Now, if you think of times in your life, maybe where you're feeling anxious, maybe where you're feeling scared, unsure about things, these are the times where we really want Jesus' peace, this deep peace within us so that we don't have to be anxious, so that we don't have to be afraid. I know that there are times in my life where I have felt really anxious, where on the outside, maybe no one would know, but inside, I'm just trying to hold it all together. Do you know those days or maybe those weeks or months that you have where you're just trying to hold it all together? You're trying to have this exterior that no one sees, but inside there is turmoil. Well, you know, the peace that Jesus wants to give you, the peace that Jesus wants to give me is this deep, deep peace so that this inner turmoil is gone. You don't have to feel that way anymore because of the peace that Jesus gives to us. And one of the scriptures that I love that Jesus shares this kind of peace is in the book of Philippians. It's in chapter 4, verse 66 to 7. It says this, "Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Let's just focus on that last verse, verse 7. "The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." You know, the peace of God goes above and beyond anything that we can imagine. Now, this version of the Bible says that it surpasses all understanding, but in other versions of the Bible, it says it transcends. So it goes above and beyond. It's so hard to comprehend just the deep peace that God wants to give us. And then the verse finishes by saying that this peace will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And I've heard someone describe this before as if Jesus was standing in front of your heart, guarding it. And anything that was going to rock you, anything that was going to shake your peace, had to get through Jesus before it got to you, because Jesus would fend it off. You know, that's the kind of deep peace that Jesus wants to give you this Advent. And that is why he came into the world. You know, when I was a lot younger, I thought it was because we didn't want wars and we didn't want any fighting in the world. That's the kind of peace that Jesus was bringing. And he is bringing that peace. But that peace starts from the inner peace that he wants to give us first. When we each have that inner peace, then that can flow into outer peace that we extend to our families, our friends, our neighbors, other countries in the world, but it starts with the inner peace that Jesus wants to give us. So how do we get that inner peace this Advent? What's some things that we can do? Well, the first thing is we can ask God to give it to us. You know, this scripture verse talks about giving your prayers to God when you're anxious, when you're unsure of things, when you're scared, to ask God for that peace. And then we can be open to receiving his peace. We need to allow God to transform our hearts. We need to be open to what he wants to do in us. And then another way that we can give peace this Advent is to offer forgiveness to other people in our lives. It can start with us. Maybe for you, it's going to reconciliation, going and confessing your sins to a priest so he can absolve you of those. But peace can start when we offer forgiveness. So this Advent, I encourage you to pursue peace by first asking God to bless you with it and then to offer that to others. I hope that you have a wonderful Christmas season. And now I'm going to invite Rosemary to come and to pray for us as we finish our heartbeats for the year. She's going to come and pray that we would be blessed with this inner peace this Advent. Here's Rosemary.
How wonderful is that peace that only God can give us. This peace that it says that you can't really even fully understand or even sometimes fully explain what this, it's not just a feeling, it's sensation, it's so deep within your spirit. So I would like to pray that God extends this peace to everyone. And he does. You need to accept it. You need to be open to receive it. And then just lap it up. Just receive what God has for you. So we ask the blessing of God in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear loving Father, amazing Father, you sent us your Son. You sent us this everlasting deep peace that only Jesus can give to us. And that it just answers so many things in our life, but it gives us this trust, this knowing that you're in charge, that everything's okay, even when it doesn't seem to be. When I look out, out of my window, when I look at the news, when I read about things happening in the world, I can feel so unpeaceful. But you, O Jesus, bring me this peace, this deep peace, and I trust in you. And you have given all of us this invitation to have eternal life, this life forever with you. We praise you and adore you. And Lord, may we extend this peace to others this Christmas. May we be your hands, feet, and voice to all we meet, our family, our friends, our neighbours, the people that we don't even know in our neighbourhood that we meet, that we bump into. Lord, help us extend this peace to others, for they need to know this. They need to know you, but they need to have this peace as well. So we praise you and adore you and give you glory. And may you be honoured, very much honoured this Christmas. And we ask all of this in the mighty name of Jesus and the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So have a blessed Christmas. Emma, myself and all the team wish you the most holy and blessed and wonderful Christmas ever because of Christ in our lives, because of Christ coming to us at this special time. And we pray that the peace that God can only give will just exude into you, into all your family and friends, and that we will see you again next year. Have a wonderful, blessed Christmas.